And one of the stories that I came across is one that the Buddha himself told, which is the story of Little Ugly. So the Buddha was an immensely skillful teacher. He could engage in sophisticated debate with philosophers and Brahmins. He could use down-to-earth analogies when speaking to farmers and country folk. And sometimes he'd tell amusing tales involving the gods and goblins that peopled the universe of ancient India. So we're told that once, while staying at the Jeta Grove, the Buddha told this story to some of his disciples. So a long time ago, in the realm of the gods, there once appeared an extremely ugly, pot-bellied dwarf Yaksha, seated on the throne of Saka, king of the gods. And when the gods saw this, they became very annoyed. They got very upset and worked up. They thought this is outrageous. And they started telling the Yaksha what they thought of him. But to their astonishment, the more angry and annoyed they got with this Yaksha, the less ugly he became. And the more they insulted him, the more he turned into this very beautiful and handsome creature that just stayed sitting there on Saka's throne. So they were very confused and bewildered by this. They just didn't know what to do. So they went off to find Saka and told him what had happened. "Aha," said Saka, "he must be a Yaksha who feeds on anger." So he took the gods back to his palace and stood before the throne looking at the beautiful creature sitting there. And he knelt very respectfully before the Yaksha and introduced himself as Saka, king of the gods. And he just continued to talk very politely, in a very friendly way, with the Yaksha. But the more polite and friendly he was, the more ugly the Yaksha became, the more pot-bellied and dwarfish, until he finally disappeared completely. And Saka then declared to all the gods who had gathered to witness the spectacle that it was a long time since he had given way to anger. Harsh and angry words had no place in his life, because he'd trained himself always to hold his anger in check and in this way guard his spiritual progress. So that's the rather lovely story of Little Ugly that the Buddha once told, which I was really delighted to find.